Today's Lely Radio Sports page features the Storm football's opening contest under new head coach Reed Hoskins. The Storm fell to Augustana 49-27 despite holding a 7-0 lead going into the second quarter. They came out firing both offensively and defensively as quarterback Jay Jensen III found Reed Worth in the corner of the end zone to lead 7-0.
Jensen rolls out to his right. He's going to look corner of the end zone towards Worth. And it is hauled in. Did he get both feet in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Reed Worth. And the PCM High School state champion strikes again, and the Storm go up 6-0.
That lead would hold through the second quarter as the teams traded more scores in the second that included a touchdown throw to Tristan Bushy and a missed extra point to put the Storm down just 14-13 heading into the final seconds of the first half.
Trips wide receivers right. Storm first and 10 inside the McCoy True Value red zone. Jensen across the middle has his receiver caught. Touchdown! Tristan Bushy, the tight end, catches it for 6. And the Storm are an extra point away from tying this up.
A Hail Mary touchdown as time ran out, however, started a brutal 3-minute stretch for the Storm that extended into the third quarter. As the Vikings took a 21-13 lead at the break, then scored 2 touchdowns in the opening minutes of the second half to blow the game open 35-13. Both teams scored twice in the fourth quarter as Jensen found Worth again, in addition to receiver Cole Staska.
Bickham also off to the right side. Jensen throws a fade left side towards the corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Staska. And that is tonight's Wolf Roofing Raise the Roof moment of the game. Wolf Roofing. Online at wolfroofing.net. Wolf Roofing, local, experienced, trusted. Quickly moving. Jensen gets the snap. Tosses towards the end zone. Worth has a flag come out.
Flag.
Pass interference. And a touchdown is caught anyway. Reed Worth, the interference flag comes out. I didn't think there was any chance he'd come up with it, but he still does. And Reed Worth with the touchdown. It pops up into the air, and Worth comes down with it.
Head coach Reed Hoskins said after the game, the guys fought hard to the end, but had a stretch that they just couldn't recover from.
I'm Andrew Swadner, joined alongside Simpson head football coach Reed Hoskins. Storm fall 49-27. Coach, not the third quarter you were looking for, but I think a very competitive game when you kind of take out that about 5-10 minutes there in the third.
Well, game's 4 quarters, and, you know, if you don't play a great 4 quarters and stay competitive, you know, from start to finish, then, you know, you find yourself on the wrong side of things. I told the guys just as we went in, extremely proud of the way they started. That was a huge emphasis, is coming out, taking control of the game, you know, making sure that we're putting ourselves in a position to be competitive. And then the way we finished, even, you know, in the last 4 minutes. And, yeah, the game was, you know, out of hand at that point. But our guys were able to, you know, shut off the scoreboard in their mind and, you know, get a stop and then go down and finish with a score. And, you know, those are things that you can absolutely build off of. It's all the things in between that we have to clean up. And our guys are eager to do that.
Running game, not probably as far as efficiency what you're looking for. Jay had to throw it 55 times tonight. What wasn't working, and then also what was working when you got some of those throws downfield?
Yeah, and a great credit to you know, Coach Bell and his staff, Coach Maloney over there on the defensive side, I'm very familiar with. They coached their guys hard, and on the interior, they got some veteran strong guys that we were having problem displacing. You know, there are a few times where there was a few run-throughs, you know, at the backer level, and it's like we got one problem solved, and then the other one kind of bit us a little bit. So, you know, again, it's about evening those things out and being more consistent up front. That group was fighting, you know, like crazy up front. And, you know, some good down the stretch. You know, you saw us have some of our better gains in the run game in the second half. But, yeah, starting out a little bit better and having some balance to us will certainly help out and keep us out of some of those bad down distances.
It felt like the adjustment, especially late, as the sideline was being taken away, Jay starts to look towards the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. Did you like that? Is that something you talked about? How did he notice that?
Yeah. And our offensive coordinator, Coach Aldinger, does a great job of working with our quarterbacks and, you know, picking up on a lot of those things. I thought our staff really did well with identifying, you know, a lot of the adjustments and coverage and being able to work through some things. And even our picks were not necessarily you know, bad schematic things, just things that, you know, we haven't seen or didn't see against that look, and, you know, need to make a little bit better decision, you know, within some of those spots. But there's a lot of exciting plays. I mean, I thought our receivers, a lot of our skill guys, you know, showed what we're capable of, you know, in flashes. Cole Staska had a phenomenal game. Reed Worth was grinding it through, you know, was just exhausted going down the stretch. You know, this warm evening, you know, caught up to us and them in some different spots, and we had guys that were all in it together to try to help out. So proud of the way they fought, but yeah, just consistency from start to finish is going to be the next goal.
Couple standout defenders, but I'll just give it to the secondary overall. I thought they did a great job of covering downfield.
Yeah.
They were letting them play for the most part, right. And I just thought they did a great job of sticking with those long-legged receivers as they gallop downfield.
Right, and talented, and I mean, their whole offense basically came back, you know, minus one guy, you know, so a lot of guys with experience. I mean, heck, a lot of guys that, you know, I recruited at my former place, very familiar, you know, that way. So we knew what they're capable of, and you know, they showed it. That's going to be a really good team in the CCIW. So I was proud of the way our guys stuck with them and fought and didn't back off from that standpoint. You know, I thought Peyton Betts did a phenomenal job out there as a freshman in his first college snaps and made some really crucial plays, especially early in the game, to, you know, keep them out of the end zone and give us more opportunities. So, you know, overall, we're a work in progress. There's no question about it, but the guys are committed to getting better.
Well, last question before we let you go, Coach. First impressions of what you want to take into Crown and to finish out your non-conference schedule.
Yeah. And we talked about it in the locker room, you know, afterwards and even before, really, is, you know, life without struggle isn't worth living. You know, you don't know how good you have it until you see the other side of things. So we had a pretty good example of both sides of it, today.
More on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.